Here's a fascinating question. If you hang a mass on a spring and let it go, it bounces up and down forever in a perfectly repeating pattern. What determines how fast it oscillates? Today we'll figure that out. The key is Hooke's law. A spring pushes or pulls with a restoring force proportional to how far you stretch it from its natural length. The constant K tells you how stiff the spring is. Bigger K means a stiffer spring. Now apply Newton's second law. The net force is negative kx, and force also equals ma. Setting them equal gives us a second-order differential equation, the heartbeat of shm. The solution to that equation is a cosine, or sine, function of time. Here, x0 is the amplitude, the maximum displacement, and omega is the angular frequency. This is what shm looks like mathematically. Here's where it clicks. Plug the cosine solution back into the equation of motion, and you get omega squared equals k over m. So the angular frequency is the square root of k over m. Stiffer spring means faster oscillation. Makes physical sense. From angular frequency, we get two quantities students always need: the period t, the time for one full oscillation, and the frequency f, how many oscillations per second. Notice that a heavier mass gives a longer period. Let's try a concrete example. A 0.5 kilogram mass hangs on a spring with K equals 50 newtons per meter. What is the period? Follow the recipe. Plug into T equals 2 pi root m over K. Here's a trap that catches almost everyone. Students often think a bigger amplitude means a faster oscillation. It doesn't. The period T depends only on m and K, not on how far you pull the mass. Let's verify our formula makes sense at the limits. If the spring is infinitely stiff, K goes to infinity and the period goes to zero. The mass barely moves. If the mass is enormous, the period blows up. A very heavy mass barely accelerates. Both limits check out. Here's your complete picture of simple harmonic motion. The position follows a cosine, angular frequency is root K over m, and the period is 2 pi root m over K. These three results are the toolkit for every shim problem you'll meet.